What the fuck is going on, my pimp talkettes? It's your girl, Mac D. Here I go. I'm in the fucking flesh. And I promise I ain't going nowhere this time. I just had a lot of things going on, you know, with my family, with my friends, you know. I had a couple people close to me who've passed away. So I've just been dealing with that. I've had a lot going on mentally. You know, I'm just trying to get my head back in the game, y'all. So please bear with me. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here with your girl. I love y'all. I'm learning to express myself in a different way. So hopefully I can show that through my podcast and y'all can see, you know, more of my journey, like not just the pimp shit. I want to give y'all like a little insider, but we're gonna get into that right now. I don't want to make y'all crying shit. I want to get to the pimp shit tonight because I've been having a lot of people reach out to me, like a lot of people from my close friends to, man, some of everybody just reaching out to me, telling me like, we miss you. Like, you come on. Like, what are you doing? We need new content. What's going on? Like I said, I just been in my head a lot. It's been a lot going on. I be having to really push myself. Like, you know how you push yourself to get out the goddamn bed to go to work in the morning when you just, if you ever had like, man, I just want to quit, or I just don't want to call in. I just don't want to come in today. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just want to lay in my bed. Like, but you got to. So it's like that. It's like, you know, I love what I do. This is my passion. So, you know, ain't nobody telling me get up and do this. You know, this is something I want to do. So I have to put my best foot forward and do what I need to do. So, you know, I'm just realizing that. So hopefully y'all can understand where I'm coming from is what I'm asking. But y'all know y'all love me, so I love y'all for loving me, and we're gonna end it like that. But anyway, so I sent this thing. Actually, I meant to talk to my friend about it, but we didn't get a chance to. But I sent it to her and she thought this would be a good idea. I seen something that said not only do men have sex with women that they don't like, some men, a lot of men have sex with women that they're not even attracted to. Boom. It don't really take me to tell y'all, because women, you know, we do the same thing. Like, it could be numerous of reasons why a person have sex with a person that they aren't attracted to, or they don't even really like. Numerous. Horny, you get what I'm saying? A sex addict, goddammit. You know, not receiving, I would say, whatever the fuck you like in the bedroom, you know, probably not receiving that at home, or, you know, it could be numerous of reasons why a person could have sex, with a person that they're not attracted to. Plenty of reasons. Like, I would say the main reason that sticks out to me, obviously sticks out probably to a lot of viewers, because, yeah, obviously their girlfriend or boyfriend isn't satisfying them. I mean, and this person that they're not attracted to probably has good sex, good whatever they may be. You get what I'm saying? Or it just turns them on. Like, I feel like that's two different things. Like, I don't have to be attracted to you for you to turn me on. Like, it could be something you do or something you have on. I don't know. Does that make me attracted to that? Like, I will be attracted to the perfume you have on or the clothes you're wearing or something like that. But, I mean, it has to be something, obviously, you know. That's not necessarily mean that you're attractive to them like that. You're catching their eye. Maybe this motherfucker, like I said, is just horny, or motherfucker be drunk. But I don't know. Drunk, I don't really lean a drunk, goddammit, because I've been fucked up and I've never just fucked somebody. Excuse my language, but kids should not be listening anyway. I never just had sex with anybody because I was drunk. Like, that never crossed my mind. But I'm saying the main reason is because they're not getting satisfied. And that leads us to saying, well, if you're not satisfied, why even, you know, this is for the relationship aspect of it. If you're, you know, stepping out on your significant other because you know, they don't turn you on or satisfy you or however that may go, leave that person. Obviously, don't stay because of no reason. Like, that person isn't giving you that 5% or that whatever percent that sex is for you, then leave. Like, no, you don't need to be cheating on them. But if the case may be like, I'm just needing to get my rocks off or I'm a sex addict, then I'm pretty sure motherfuckers need to talk to a therapist or something that will get that handled, you know. But that could be a reason, you know, people just have sex. Some people, now another reason I would say is sex doesn't really mean a lot to a lot of people. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like for me, example, I'm gonna let y'all, I feel like I'll be not letting y'all into my life as much as I should. So when I come on here, I try to open up and I try to be as honest as possible. Like, I don't try to lie. I try to keep everything 100 for y'all because I want everything to be authentic. Me, sex is not nothing to me. I could have sex and not talk to you ever again. Like, that's just me. Like, if I'm horny and I want to fuck, and then that's just, you know, whatever. Excuse my language. But any, you know, that could be a person's reason. Like, they just, sex doesn't mean anything to them. You know, if a motherfucker, like I said, is horny or needing to get their rocks off, then they just go to whoever might be available to them. Now, then I will proceed to say, those are the type of people motherfuckers need to be aware of. Like, if you don't have standards, if you're just fucking to be fucking because you're horny or because you need to get your rocks off, or, you know, you had a bad motherfucking day, or you can't think straight and all you can think about is pussy or dick, then you obviously need help. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's not healthy. That's obviously it. It's not healthy. You get what I'm saying? You can't be, sex cannot be on your mind 24/7. Can't just be fucking people all willy-nilly. You get what I'm saying? You have to have morals or something. So, you know, I don't even know if I can add. Well, I did. Why? Like I said, it's a lot of whys as to why men have sex with people they don't like or are attracted to. But it's more so of, you know, I can't even say why, because, like I said, it's a lot of whys, like I keep saying, but it's never really a definite as to why that person in an individual goes after somebody they're not attracted to. Because, and now that I'm thinking about it, you hear a lot of people, especially baby daddy, or people that have children, I would say. Let me be correct, really. Let me not say baby daddies. People who have children, men who have children, if they don't like their child's mother, you know, we have that. We see that a lot. Like, oh, a man saying, oh, I wasn't even, you know, with the mama, or we just had sex one time, or I ain't even like her, or whatever the case may have been. And, you know, people always say, well, you have to like her because you fucked her raw, excuse my language, but, you know, or you had sex with her, that don't mean nothing. You get what I'm saying? It really don't. Like I said, something turned him on, though, that doesn't mean he was attracted to her. Like I said, I feel like that's two different things. Am I wrong? Anybody feel like being attracted to someone? And I feel like that's my question, goddammit. Is being attracted to someone and somebody turning you on, is that the same thing? Like, I don't think so. I don't think so. Like, a person can turn me on, but I don't have to be attracted to them. Like, it could be just for that moment. Like I said, I don't know. Sex is not a big thing for me. So, I don't get turned on off sex. I mean, no, that ain't what I meant. I don't catch feelings off sex. Scratch that shit out. Now, I would, but, you know, I'm already 10 goddamn minutes in. But sex is not, like, everything to me. And I'm pretty sure I have a lot of women out here that's listening. That's not a lot to them. You get what I'm saying? Like, sex isn't, we want to see what your mind like. What your, like, how you interact with other people. Like, are you a people? Like, we need to know, like, sex isn't everything. So I feel like I said, the people who mess with people or have sex with people who aren't attracted to them, or they aren't attracted to, I should say. They got some other shit going on in their motherfucking head is what I'm getting at. Now I didn't realize some shit in my goddamns. I feel like they just got a lot of shit going on. It's a lot of whys, but it's not a definite why, because everybody is their own individual. Boom. You get what I'm saying? Like, hold on. Like, maybe that, like I said, maybe people such as myself don't catch feelings from sex. So they don't see sex. They just getting their motherfucking rocks off. Which you need motherfucking help. But you know what I mean? We can't judge people. So everybody has their preferences. You get what I'm saying? That's why I want to get to a point where I'm getting out there and just walking up to people and just getting the microphone and just getting all into people's lives. Like, we got different motherfuckers out here. People like different shit. You get what I'm saying? It's different shit. Different shit that floats people boats. You get what I'm saying? You might run into somebody like that, like want to have sex with you but you aren't attracted to you, or misleading. That's another thing too. You get what I'm saying? That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother podcast, whole nother show. You get what I'm saying? Men, that's when you do shit like that, when you're fucking with somebody that you ain't even really attracted to. It's how you get baby mamas and shit like that, and women going crazy and can't. Because a lot of women catch feelings off sex because you didn't told them some shit. You get what I'm saying? That's another thing, too. Like, motherfuckers will say that they wasn't attracted to this person. But not only are you coming on to them, you're also telling them things that they want to hear to make them believe that you like them. When you know you really don't even like them. You thinking about everything wrong with them, like, but you're so good at being whatever the fuck, I don't even know the word for it, so I ain't gonna even think on it. You get what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck you being like, you're a fraud. That's what I say. You're lying. You lied. You're making this girl believe that you like her when really you're not even attracted to her, just to have sex. Because you gotta think about it, a motherfucker, man, you can't just walk up to a woman, you get what I'm saying, and say, hey, you want to fuck? Let's fuck. Excuse my language. No, you can't. You can't just walk up to this. Now, some men probably can. And if the woman go, then she a goddamn fool. But most men, you can't walk up to a woman and say, hey, you want to go have sex? No. You're going to lie. You're going to butter her up. You're going to maneuver your way in there some way, somehow. You're going to make it sound good for her, right or wrong. And then when it sounded so good, that's when you make your move. But then you realize, this is not what you want. You get what I'm saying? You knew that's what you knew. You wasn't attracted to her. You didn't like her. But y'all get what I'm saying? That it just leads to a lot of miscommunication, misunderstandings and shit. And that's why I prefer a motherfucker be honest up front. Why not? Shit. Let me know what the fuck it is, what we got going on. You get what I'm saying? What you like about this? What's going on? You want this or what you want? You get what I'm saying? Y'all, come on now, women. I know. Like I said, us women, we've been in the same thing. Like, we go through the same thing. I don't understand why men think they're the only ones that go through the pimp shit. Like, I'm better than a lot of you motherfuckers, I tell you that. Like, I got some shit out of my belt. Like, man, I'm real smooth. Ain't nobody smoother than me, I don't think. Like, come on now. Men are not the only ones that, you feel me, doing shit like, not only are men having sex with women that they don't like, we're doing the same shit. Like, we're doing the same shit. Like I said, that's how I know. A motherfucker will know if they like this person or attracted to this person the moment that I made eye contact. If I'm not attracted to you, but the whole time I'm feeding you bullshit to make it seem like I like you. Another thing, motherfucker probably trying to get some out of you. You get what I'm saying? I'm obviously might try to, you get what I'm saying, get some out of you, or you probably got some I like, or, you know, at the end of the day, it's all I'm leading you on, or motherfucker leading me on. It's like I said, it's a lot of whys, but it's not a definite why. Each individual is different. So that's my answer, y'all. Hey, I done had 2 shots of Patron, so this was a breeze for me. I actually was a little nervous. Like, I'm really a little nervous, you get what I'm saying? Because I've been, and like I said, I've been in my head a lot, and I'm slowly coming out of my head, and I'm coming into my heart. And I just thank y'all for just being by my side every step of the way. Like, my people, my viewers, my listeners, my friends, my family, everybody who's been pushing me to keep going, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. Damn, is I'm getting a BT award or what? I'm just playing. But nah, let me know what y'all think. Like, share, subscribe, comment. Let me know what y'all think. Like, what do y'all, if this is a question, like, what do you guys think? Am I wrong or am I right? Peace out.